Welcome, everyone. We'll continue with Pela Yoitz, or Aleph Avas Hashem, Shir number 7. And we're discussing how to build our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And one of the main points the Pela Yoitz is focusing on is appreciating every gift that Hashem gives us. We're focused on the physical gifts Hashem gives us, and now we're focusing on the spiritual gifts Hashem gives us. Ulafi HaEmes. Explains the Pela Yoitz that all of the chesed that Hashem does for us in the physical world, in the physical sense, and that He saves us from tragedy and sorrows, it's all for one purpose, not to stop there and end there. It's for the goal of focusing on the ruchnis and the spiritual acquisitions. Ki b'emtzos ha'chayim v'atoiv, when a person has the ability to live a life as a yid, as a Jew, nuchu l'agia l'atoiv ha'gadoy, they can come to the ultimate good. Shehi l'avoid es b'ireinu. And that is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to this discussion, I want to suggest we take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Tes. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Tes, he asks a very important question. Halacha Aleph. Me'acha shenoida shematan scharan l'mitzvus v'atayva sheniske lo im shamanu derech Hashem akosu v'toyro hichaye oylem abo. The Rambam says, we all know that the ultimate place of the reward, if we fulfill the mitzvus, and we do what Hashem says to do, and we refrain from what Hashem says don't do, is Olam Haba, is the world to come. As it says, the manita avloch v'arachta yamim, and the arachta yamim, you live long, means in the world which is everlasting. So he has a question. And the question is like this. Why do we find in Shema, we say every single day, it talks about here, this world. If you listen to the mitzvah, in the second paragraph, then you'll get good, you'll be blessed with all this and all that, and the rain will come down. Without rain, we can't survive. You get all the brachas. Here, in this world. Why doesn't it say, if you do the mitzvah, you get the reward in the world to come? And the Rambam explains exactly what the Pela Yoitz just answered. Because the purpose of the health that Hashem gives us and the wealth that Hashem gives us and everything that comes along with that is the mitzvahs of Hashem. As this week's parasha, Parashas Yisroi. Vayishma Yisroi. As we said earlier by the parasha shir. Vayishma Yisroi. Shma, Shin, Mem, Ayin is all Malchus Shemayin, the same letters. Shin Mem Ayin backwards is all Malchus Shemayin. When the person says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what does it mean? He's accepting Hashem as the Melech. Hashem, all Malchus Shemayin, I have this yoke around myself. I'm here to serve you. Everything you give me in this world is for one purpose, one goal, is to serve you, Hashem. And when a person has this attitude, this mindset, then there's no jealousy because a person knows whatever Hashem is giving that person needs and that person deserves it. I don't need that. I don't want that. It's not good for me. Whether it's his Tesla, whether it's his Shmesla, whatever, nothing wrong with Teslas, okay? But it's for him. It's not for me. Because that person says, I'm here to serve you, Hashem. That's the attitude. That's the mindset. That's what the Pela Yoitz is saying over here. Vizu ro'as ha'movis, back inside the Pela Yoitz. Vizu ro'as ha'movis v'ara. And that's why death is so bad. Shemayne my son, me'avar is bareinu. We can't serve Hashem anymore. We can't do the mitzvahs anymore. You know, there's a halacha, if a person goes to a cemetery, a man goes to a cemetery, there's a halacha, it's a tuck in the tzitzis. If it's tzitzis, he wears them out. If they tuck him in. Why is that? Because you can't tease the mason that they can't do the mitzvah. Yeah. You can't tease them. You shouldn't be learning right in front of a Dalai Lama, of a kever, someone else. You can learn, he can't. What are you teasing? This is halacha. This is what we have to appreciate. He's saying appreciate. Appreciate this opportunity. We all were sick at one point in our lives with this or that or that or this. Remember years ago, I had a very bad case of the flu. Pasha couldn't move. He couldn't move. I was just like lying flat in my bed. He couldn't do anything. Then you get better. Get back to life. To life, to live. And you appreciate. Oh, yeah, you could go learn again. I remember after I got back to the Kailo, this person comes over to me with some sniffles. He says to me, yeah, I really had a bad case of the flu. And this person doesn't really cover his mouth too much when he sneezes. I'm thinking, oh, now I know where I got it from. No, seriousness, we have to appreciate the gifts of being healthy and being able to do mitzvahs of Hashem. That's why Hashem gives us all of the gifts that He gives us. Everything else, we have to view everything else as nonsense. If I may say, to talk a minute or less about something that's very not important. For those listening to this in Philadelphia, there's something about to take place here on Sunday. I'm so fed up with it, I'm leaving the country. Okay, but not for that reason. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for other reasons. And I'm not going to mention what it is. But I'll tell you like this. I'll tell you what it is. Our simcha, our excitement, our enjoyment, and there's nothing wrong with seeing a nice play, but to get so excited that, I want to tell you something, they couldn't care about you. In fact, not only that, most of them probably hate you. There's a halacha you do an Eitz HaSoynes Yaakov. You want to see a nice play, you see a nice play. But to get so... You know, I heard somebody say once, we lost. When there was a certain game. Something was said, like, do you own the team? No, you don't own the team. You have stock in the team? You don't have stock in the team. You don't own the team, you don't have stock in the team. It's not a we. Yeah. You have nothing. Hevel havolim, I call hevel. And I'm going to say something else because I grew up a big sports fan. Okay, so I know what it means to be a sports fan. And when we say hevel havolim, I call hevel, it's the gematria of all the sports combined. Okay? You can go from one season to the next season to the next season and people waste their lives from all the seasons around the year, spending hours and hours, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, soccer. And now soccer is becoming more popular in America now. I don't know what the game's called when you kick that thing. What are we here for? Appreciate the gift of life that Hashem has given us, to be healthy, to do mitzvahs. And this is what we mean when we say the praise Nishmas Kol Chai Achar Marenu V'ilu Finu. If I would fill my mouth with shira, with song, like the sea. Look at the Atlantic Ocean. Look at the sea. I personally am a little just watching the, you know, when driving on the belt, it's a little overwhelming over there for me. You think of water like that. Imagine a person being dropped in the middle. It's very humbling. If we would fill our mouths with praise of as long as much as the sea is. What should we rejoice on Sunday? That you, Hashem, give us the ability to serve you. You, Hashem, give us the ability to serve you. I know there's a yeshiva that they're learning all night. They're in Eretz Yisrael. They're learning all night. All night, that night, when the chazer skin is going to be flying up in the air, okay, that treif skin is going to be flying up in the air, what are they doing? They're learning all night. And these are people, these are Bachrim who they were also very big sports fans as well. That's our simcha. We just have to sometimes recalibrate. We have to remind ourselves, what is our real simcha in life? Have a good Shabbos.